This is the Mr. Chris M.I.E. Motivational Podcast, episode number 14. Let's do this.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up, go up, go up. Nothing can stop me, I'm all the way.
What is the business today? This is episode number 14. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Super thank you for everybody that's been downloading the podcast, listening to the podcast, sharing the podcast. Super, super, super dope, and I love it. All right, so let me jump right into this one. I'm going to hashtag this one, Wisdom Wednesday. That's right, Wisdom Wednesday. Well, I'm just going to share with you just a little piece of this is a word not only motivated me, but it just got me thinking. This wise words that you know that you can live by. Now, typically, you know, it's like Wednesday's here, it's the middle of the week. You know, we call it hump day, but I'm gonna give you just a little nugget to hold on to keep you fired up for the rest of the week. So for this hashtag Wisdom Wednesday. Here is the title of this podcast, and it's simple. It's just like this. Stick to the program. Stick to the program. The process, the program, whatever it is, stick to it. Don't budge. Don't move. Matter of fact, whatever it is you've decided that this program is working, even if you don't see it, this is key right here, even if you don't see it right in front of you, if you don't see the results right today, stick to the program, because only in sticking to that, that's where the result comes from. And most of the time, we don't stick to it because, I mean, let's just be honest, it sucks. It's hard. It's, you know, my wife and I was talking last night, and that's what inspired this whole podcast. We were talking about our minis and juniors for our dance company at Nashville School of Dance and Music. And we were talking about just how much they've improved, but also like how even with that improvement, we need to even double down even more. Because these kids, like, you know, my wife and I have a dance company, and, you know, we produce dancers, we train dancers. And these kids aren't just, you know, a lot of them aren't natural dancers, but the results that we've been seeing lately is a direct result of my wife coming up with a program and sticking to it. And she even said it herself. She was like, you know, because right now everybody's wearing ankle weights. So when they're training, when they're dancing, when they're doing ballet, they're wearing ankle weights. And it's like, she's like, I've done ankle weights before. This isn't the first time. But this is the only time that I've stuck with the program, right? Because before, it was like when it was getting hard, she was like, you know, I couldn't do it. You know, it was like, oh, it hurts, it hurts. And so you get off of it, you get away from the program. Stick with the program and you see the results. And then when you, because, you know, I always get to the point where I'm like this. I'm afraid that I don't want them to lose. And, you know, we all call it stretch by Janet, because it's just this whole regiment of stretching. And it's not fun. It's not exciting. It's not the glamour. It's not the pumped up part of dance. It's the work. It's the grind. It's the process. It's the hustle. It's behind the scenes. You're not on the stage, right? But you see the results when you get on the stage. And so I told my wife last night, I was like, I don't want to ever assume that they just have this. You know what I mean? That they just have it. And that, you know, that's what happens to us. So when you listen to this podcast, no matter what you do, like this, of course, I always say dance lessons teach life lessons. But it doesn't matter. You don't have to be a dancer. This truth, this Wisdom Wednesday word is true all across the board. No matter what you do, stick to the program. Once you get there, you know, it's a blessing to even get the program, first of all, because, you know, we all spend most of our time trying to figure out what do we need to be doing. What do I need to do today? Well, how do I need to tack this? You know, there's a goal that I want to reach. How do I get there? But once you do get it, then the other challenge is sticking to it. When it gets hard, when you don't see the results, keep pressing through, because I said this in the last podcast, the result is right on the other side. All you got to do is keep going. All you got to do is keep going. Like, these kids went from, like, our minis typically have always been, like, in our dance company, they've always been the ones where you're like, oh, the older kids can dance amazing, and, you know, the middle group, you can see where they're improving, and I can look at them and see where they're going to be when they get older, and then there's the youngers. Bless. Oh, bless them. You know what I mean? It's like, they're trying. But no, because we've stuck to the program, this whole thing is switching. Now you're looking at the little ones like, oh my goodness. Like, for them to be able to go on a stage in a room full of people who are all dance people. So you got dance moms and dads, you got dancers, and everybody's watching. So there's a certain level of judgment, you know what I mean, that you're gonna get. That's not the typical, you know, just somebody watching dance. You know, these people are watching dance and they're waiting for it to be good. And for them to go in that room and basically have people going, wow, look at those minis. I mean, we travel now. Like, my youngest daughter, she's 7. We'll travel and do workshops, master classes now. And my little one, she has her own Instagram account. And people now are more excited to see her than they are to see my wife and I coming in to teach. They'll be like, oh my goodness, I can't wait to see what this little one is going to do, because they've been watching her stick to the program. They've been seeing the process. They see the weights. They see the stretching. They see the tumbling skills. So my word to you, no matter what you're doing, entrepreneur, if you're going to school, whatever goal you got, you want to get a new job. You know, there was once a time that I was thinking about this the other day, where there was before emailing people was something, you know, before, like, there, back in the dance world, there was a time where you just, the big thing was get your headshot and resume and send it out. And so I would do that to even dance studios, like, to get master classes. I would send out my headshot and resume and I'd mail it to them and put together all this stuff. And but there was a process to it. I was like, I do realize that I'm gonna waste probably 70-80% of my money that I'm spending in postage and getting the pictures duplicated. And, you know, if you were, you know, back then, if you were techie enough to have like a DVD or VHS of you dancing, stuff like that, you know, I'm gonna spend money on packaging and mailing that. And but I do realize that for every 25 that I send out, there might be one dance studio that'll go, you know what, I got the package, I popped it in, I want to have you in to teach. And every time it would be like that back then. Now we're in a whole new era. The grind is different. Now you could just do it, you know, you can DM somebody on Instagram. You could send a Facebook message. But no, even though the times change, the grind is still the same. And you still have to stick to the program. So that's it. That's all I have for you for this hashtag Wisdom Wednesday. And let that be, you know, it's wisdom for me, because when you look back, when you look back and you say, you know, how come I'm not achieving the goals I wanted to achieve? The number one thing you can attach it to is just look at, have you been sticking with the program, right? Have you been committed to those small steps every day that you said that you were, not even something that you don't know? I'm talking about the ones that you said that you were going to do. I'm going to get up at this time every day, or I'm going to run and work out and do this, you know, every day. If you don't see the results, all you got to do is look back at the program that you said, the process that you said you were going to do. And then, and I said this in another podcast, you can hit the reset button and do it again. But stick this Wednesday. Again, for my folks out there holding on, whatever you're doing, you might be frustrated. It might be like a hard task that you're facing. Forget that. Throw it out the window. Look at the process of what you do and go right back to that thing. And you will see them results start rolling in. It's your boy, Christopher Zonderflex Tyler. This is the MIE podcast, where we seek to motivate, inspire, and encourage. And I hope that this has done that. So go out and keep being you. Keep changing the world. Keep being awesome. Because I believe in you, and I know you believe in yourself. So there it is, episode number 14 in the books, and your boy is out.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, go up, go up. Can stop me, I'm all